I'm an antisocial warrior, on the verge of catatonia, in a digital utopia, place a waypoint on euphoria. It's a never-ending battle, me versus death and scrabble, voluntary disconnection of truth from fiction. I've seen the simulated future and the graphics are bitchin'. Yeah. Here we go.
Yo.
That's what he says, right? You know, Joker movie.
Oh, yeah. And here we go.
Go. Go. Here we go.
He said something like that.
And then there's probably a bomb in the trailer. Boom, boom.
Boom. Boom. I missed that, though. I'll take that any day over the new trailers.
The trailer core.
Trailer core or like the single piano note.
Yeah.
And a lot of reverb. It's like... And then there's also the ticking clock.
Oh yeah.
If you could get the piano notes and then in the space between the piano notes you got clock ticking.
Oh.
That's a gold movie.
That movie's going to be number 1.
Yeah.
Just on the trailer.
Uh-huh. This is Good Graphics Podcast.
Welcome back. And been a minute.
It's been a second. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Brett. Curtis got a whole new neck since the last time we recorded.
I got a hole in my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what happened. It was like right after the neck.
Yeah, I think the last episode right we recorded was like days before the surgery.
The neck.
The right. neck, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually took a month and a half off of work and played a whole fuckload of video games, so I'm not going to go deep into any of them, but when we get there...
You're like a lightning round.
I got a lightning round, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I even came up with number scores.
Ooh, so, that's profesh.
I know.
Profesh.
Call me Keith.
MLG.
Call me Keith Jeffley over here.
Queef Jeffley.
Queef Jeffley.
conversely, I...
Yeah?
For most of the time, continued to play Elden Ring for like weeks on weeks on weeks until I got to the end. We spoke on that plenty last episode, yeah, so I'm not going to spend any time on it other than to critique one thing.
What?
And I guess it's inevitable in terms of the way the game has to go, but... I have to admit I'm not or did not enjoy the end game phase as much as the rest of the game.
Did you beat the end boss?
No, I'm still at the last boss. I have not finished it.
Is there an end game like after that? Is there more like open?
No, it's like New Game Plus.
Yeah, okay.
And
that's what I figured.
Then there will be DLC at some point, and I think you can.
You go through all that, you beat that whole game for your big reward, which is just a thorough flogging.
It's not just the last boss, just the last couple, I say couple hours, I don't even know what the actual time was, but the last few areas, they're not as open, and that's, I missed that, and it's inevitable, though, because it's got to end somewhere, so.
Right.
But it starts, the last maybe eighth of the game feels a lot more like just straight up Dark Souls than the open aspects that I enjoyed, because I did like all the other shit, so now all I have left is like these super hard things at the end.
Right.
And most of them are indoor, so it's not like I can't just bomb around on my horse. I miss my fucking horse.
You can't
That's
use your
the number
horse.
One reason.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I haven't seen my horse in ages.
That horse made the game.
Exactly. But anyway, I still love the game, but the end, I'm sure maybe my opinion will start to turn around once I finally do fucking beat the last thing. But as of right now, still love it, but...
I gave up. I hadn't given up yet on the last
episode.
Yeah, that's
right. Where did you give up?
I don't remember location wise, but it was about 25 or 30 hours. So okay. I gave it a fair chance.
No, for sure.
And there were things I did like about what I played, but at the end it was just like, I was just riding that line trying to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't worth it to me to deal with all the dog shit that I had to deal with to like do anything. And plus it just wasn't, I wasn't good at it either. And I was getting better. I got better at it.
Yeah.
But I still, it just wasn't worth it for me. Like, I didn't really care.
I get that. And, I mean, you did, like you said, you gave it a real, real shot.
Yeah, a college try.
As they say.
Why do they say that?
I tried I guess
more.
It's supposed to
I tried mean, more when I was in.
Like, in before?
High school, probably. But I did try more, like, drugs.
Yeah,
stuff.
Maybe that's what they mean. Like, yeah. In college, you try everything.
Right. Holy shit.
I'd never thought of it that
I
way.
I bet that's what it is.
That's got to be it. Because
you're in college, you're like, I'll try anything once. I don't care.
Exactly. Got to try it all.
Yeah.
Give it the old college try. I'm curious.
I am curious.
I'm curious if that's the case.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So if it's not, it is now.
Yeah. 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 But I did dip and drip and dab into some other things here and there other than that.
What you got that I haven't played?
Did you try Trek to Yami?
I did. I bounced off it pretty quick.
Yeah, I was going to, we can touch on that because I haven't finished it. But there's not a whole, that's the thing, there's not a whole lot to say because the combat, even though you get new combos and stuff, it's not very deep.
Yeah, it's just it's a side-scroller samurai.
It's all about the aesthetic.
But it's all about the storyline and the aesthetic, mostly the aesthetic.
It's just, it looks
incredible.
It looks like a diorama version of a Kurosawa.
Yeah, film. Absolutely. It looks awesome. It
looks really good. And that's what kept me going.
And the combat was fun and stuff too. It wasn't.
It's just simple.
It's just basic, yeah.
I'll finish it someday. It's short. Like, from what I have heard, it's 4 to 6 hours long. And I played like at least a third of it in one sitting, and then I just never went back.
Yeah, yeah. I'd give it 7 samurai out of 7 samurai. So, 7 out of 10 samurai.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I dipped on into that, and then there was Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
I dipped it.
And I wanted to play the first one, and I know you tried the first one, at least for a bit, right?
Yeah. I like the first one, but the second one's better.
Way better.
Yeah.
But I, all I've done is the story, which starts out like a pretty lengthy tutorial, basically.
Yeah.
I got into like the second area there in the snow.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised when I stopped playing to see the percentage on the story, even at that point it was like 34% or something. So it must not be very long.
Well, the story beats kind of get spaced out a lot more as you go.
Okay.
Because it's a sim game. It's like a park builder.
True. So, I didn't know if they were all going to be like smaller missions like that, and then there was a separate freestyle mode.
No, it's designed to be pretty open-ended just in the campaign.
I see. Okay.
So you've probably experienced 35% of the storyline, but 10% of the actual gameplay or something like that.
Because, I haven't gotten to anything building other than like small containment stuff, like I'm capturing dinos.
Oh yeah,
which is cool. I like that.
And I like flying around. You can fly around in a helicopter and shoot tranquilizer darts at dinosaurs when you gotta give them medical treatment and whatnot.
And you can bomb around in the Jeep. Those are the only vehicles you can actually control,
as far as I know. Yeah,
but then you can get research teams and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty deep.
You can automate all that stuff too.
And I like that. Once I figured it out, it's makes it real streamlined, because before I was trying to do everything like manually.
What's the interface like?
That's what I was going to say. The interface is probably different than the PC, or they just crammed controller. Can you use a controller
and it would switch to the whatever mode it is on the consoles, but I didn't try that.
Mainly like the main selection menu for different modes or objectives, not objectives, but, categories of things you can do, whether it's building or researching, doing other things, you use the D-pad. Okay. And it's like a sidebar kind of thing. I miss, and I wish they had adapted something similar, the kind of more radial wheel style, when you would pull a trigger and a wheel would pop up and just use the joystick to select. Like, that's how Battle for Middle-Earth 2, I think, was done.
That was on console?
Xbox 360, yeah. Not the first one, but the second one.
Oh, okay.
And I just found that more intuitive.
And that's what Halo Wars did too, right?
Yeah, they did. Where you just pull a trigger and then you could rotate. Because otherwise, having to scroll up and down, it's fine. It's I guess, just the basic.
Yeah.
But I also am interested to try the Chaos mode, where it's like recreating like segments from the movies.
Yeah, I haven't fucked with
that. I haven't done that yet.
The graphics are awesome.
Really good. And you can zoom way in.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Big time. It drips. Ray tracing and shit. And
I don't know if the console version does. Maybe it would on the Series X. But I also didn't look to see if there was a performance and quality setting at all.
That's usually where it would change, I think. I give that one 7.5 Butterfingers?
Yeah, that's a good score.
Out of 10.
Well, your lives are in our hands. Granted, you've got the Butterfingers? I really do hate that man.
Yeah, Jurassic World
Dominion
coming out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. What else you play? You played to shit.
I played a lot, and I'm, I'll just, did you have any others that you...
The only other thing, and I had very, very little time so far that I've spent with it, but I do want to say that it's better than I expected, and that's Diablo Immortal.
Oh, yeah, that's on here. That is way better than I expected.
Way better than I expected.
The free-to-play shit I still don't fully understand, but it doesn't matter. You can keep playing. You just keep playing.
Yeah, like, I didn't run into any point where it's like, oh, you got to wait an hour before you can play more or buy our gems.
So far, none of that. I mean, maybe that comes later. Hopefully not. But so far, none of that. It's just like there's like a battle pass, which I've never understood because I never played those type of games.
Online stuff?
Like free-to-play games, basically?
Oh, yeah. No, I usually, as soon as I hear free-to-play, I'm
right.
Like,
yeah, exactly. And because of that, I don't know what the fuck a battle pass is, but...
I assume it's like for multiplayer content, but I could be wrong.
I think it is, but I don't know how it works because there's like different tiers and stuff and you can unlock certain things at different... I don't fucking know. But whatever the case may be, I just ignore that stuff and then play the game and it's good.
Yeah, I played through like all the way through the first
especially chapter. For a phone game.
Looks good. And my phone's not even fancy.
And I've tried it on my iPad and it looks really good.
Yeah.
And I've played it on my PC and it looks
I forgot it had a PC. So it does get enhanced for that. Oh, they don't just half-ass it.
No, it looks really fucking good on PC.
What did you do for a character?
Monk.
I'm
playing as Tony Shalhoub.
Is that really what you named him?
No. Oh. No. But
I'm
monk,
a
you know, monk.
Demon Slayer, Demon Hunter,
Demon Hunter.
Dual crossbows. Yeah. I think that might have been the class. Was that class new in Diablo 3?
Yeah.
I think that's what I played before too.
You're a Van Helsing.
Yes. Name Nyx. Name of Nyx.
Nyx.
NYX. Very generic.
It's a portmanteau. It's a You're referring to Nikki Six, of course.
Oh, right? Naturally.
Yeah.
You like rock?
Dude, fucking Nikki Six. I call him Nyx.
Ah, I didn't, think of it.
We're tight. So I got Midnight Ghost Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like this asynchronous ghost hunting or ghost hunters versus ghost game, all online game. And you basically, the ghost hunters have to find where the ghosts are throughout the map, and the ghosts can inhabit objects and haunt objects and stuff. So they can't see you, but they can use, the hunters can use, like, different equipment to locate you.
And then you throw, like, objects at them.
And then you can throw, there's all kinds of different, like, power-ups and stuff that you can, like, loadouts, basically, as ghost, where you can throw shit at them. You can actually, one of them that's really creative is if you're using the voice chat, which I of course never do.
No.
but if you are, you can momentarily get in on the other team's voice chat.
That's neat.
And fuck with them. And like,
hey, fuck you. Hey, piss.
You could also try to mess with them and like, you know,
and like
tell
be
them,
there. Yeah.
Tell them bad stuff or whatever. Give them bad info or whatever. But,
that's cool.
Yeah, and the ghost hunter side is just, it's first-person shooter type thing. You hunt them down, you switch to your gun that does damage.
Spirit damage or something?
Yeah, and you kill
it. So it's not like a Ghostbusters situation where you have
you're trying to kill these ghosts.
Oh, so. Yeah,
you got to kill these ghosts.
You're an exterminator.
Ghost exterminator, yeah. And when you kill them, they shatter into shards, ghost shards. And then you have to suck them up. In a vacuum.
A Luigi style.
That's how you get rid of it. Yeah.
Luigi style.
Like a Luigi.
Big Luigi.
It's about, yeah, it may as well be called Big Luigi, this one. But yeah, I played the whole tutorial and everything. Still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's so, like, maybe it was just the servers that I've randomly been put into.
This is different than the one you were playing at work that time a while back, right? That was like, you had a park, you had your truck out front with all the gadgets, and it was a different ghost hunting game.
That was Phasmophobia.
Right, okay.
That's like the simulator type ghost hunting game. But yeah, this one, it controls well, and the graphics are really good, and it would be fun, but like, I just can't find the fucking ghosts. I can't find them. It's so, and like everybody else is throwing shit at me, and it's just this big clusterfuck. Stuff bouncing all over the place, and everybody knows exactly what to do and where to go, and it kind of just ruins
it. That ruins it, for sure.
So, and it's in early access, so I'm hoping that it gets
It'll
more
get better.
more balanced and stuff. Maybe they'll have a single player mode or something. I don't know.
It would be nice. I'd also like to see a game like that that is more of a straight up parody of Ghost Adventures and the shows like that, where it is a story game and they like take the stereotypical personalities that are on the Ghost Adventures crew and like adapt that almost like Maneater, but with ghosts.
Like
maybe open you could world. Be the ghost and like you're trying to take out the ghost hunting team or whatever.
Yeah.
And scare them away from ever making Ghost Adventures again kind of situation.
Yeah. I'd play it.
I just wanted to make Zach Bagans mad. Like, I want him to get and, like, be like,
Oh, he games.
I bet not.
Warzone?
No, he Call plays of Duty. Warzone. COD, yeah. COD Warzone.
He plays COD.
No, Call of Duty, shoot a man.
He doesn't. He probably plays Candy Crush. That counts. So Midnight Ghost Hunt, I give it, so far, three ectoplasmic cream pie clusterfucks out of five.
Oh, this one only gets a 5 scale?
3 out of 5, yeah, for this one.
Okay.
Okay? So far.
Yeah.
I think it'll get better. There's another asynchronous game, a multiplayer game that I got, Evil Dead.
Oh, that looks sick.
Evil Dead, the game, is awesome.
Yeah.
But way too hard.
Is it?
Way too hard. I haven't seen any of the like survivor teams win. So I think that needs some balancing. But even the single player parts, which is kind of the main reason I got it.
Yeah.
It's awesome and it's fun. And I don't mind like replaying stuff so far in it because I keep dying. Because that's even really hard.
Did you watch the TV series?
No, I never finished it. No.
It was consistently good right up through the last season. Do you know if the story like pulls from that at all, or is it just it does? Yeah. Okay, that makes me even more interested.
It incorporates all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And the voice acting, they got like the original voice actors and all that stuff. So the Evil Deadness, like the fan service of it all, is really good.
Yeah.
And the game plays really well and it's fun conceptually. It's asynchronous. You
can drive around, right?
You can drive. Yeah. So the survivors are on a team and they have to put together pages from the Necronomicon.
Oh.
And then, find the ceremonial dagger and then, destroy them before the opposing team, which is one person playing a demon, before they can kill them all, by summoning an end boss, like a big, big bad boss.
Ah.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to say something about Midnight Ghost Hunt.
Yeah.
Before I move on. In Midnight Ghost Hunt, they do have this thing where at midnight, this is why it's called that, it switches, like the ghosts become like way more powerful and fast.
Oh.
And if you make it there, then you can destroy the players. Like the hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to catch all of you before you get there. You
can't really kill them until you hit that phase?
You can. It's harder. Like you have to hit them a couple times or something.
I see.
Or, you know, they're traps and stuff. Anyway, back to Evil Dead. That's kind of how the demon side of things works in Evil Dead. You're zooming around and it's like the camera in Evil Dead, like when it's coming through the forest up to the cabin.
Yep. You know? Yeah, the classic low cam.
It's like that, the roadie cam. You can just swoop around the map and set up traps and stuff to trap the survivors. And then like you can bust out these portals where all kinds of different hell spawn come from to fight them. And so it's more strategic single player on that side. And then
given those elements and the fact that you can drive, the maps must be way bigger than Dead by Daylight or anything.
Oh, like yeah, that. Yeah. And this is much better than any of those games. Yeah. Like this game is really fucking good. It's just like uneven.
And it does have cross platform, right?
Yeah.
I should get it.
Yeah.
Xbox at some point.
Cause it would definitely be a lot better. Like there's co-op too. You could do co-op versus AI. So you don't have to.
Did you play with Justy Boy at all?
No, because he stopped playing it.
Oh, he did?
Because it's too hard.
I see.
But, yeah, I'm sure at some point we'll try it again.
Yeah. That one seems like the kind of game that might hit a sale relatively quick.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So I just got to keep my eyes out. Was it a full $60 game?
$50? No, $40.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
When it hits... I might even buy it before, but if it hits 20, I'd buy it like without even thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, graphics good too. Good kills. All the gore is really good. It's solid. 5 boomsticks out of 5 boomsticks.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Hard West 2.
I forgot that was out.
It's not.
Oh, is it early access?
It was a play test, like a closed beta.
Oh.
And I played that and it fucking ruled. It was awesome.
Huh.
It was awesome. And that's the first game was like a XCOM style tactical strategy game, but in the Wild West, but also yeah. It's like supernatural. Ghosts and so and forth. And
what's the other one?
Weird West. Which I did play as well. That's on
Game Pass too.
Yeah. But yeah, Hard West 2 is way better. It's more of that, but with a bigger overarching storyline. And they added Ricochet, which makes a huge difference. Changes a lot of things. So you can like angle or like do trick shots and stuff. Yeah, which is awesome. Awesome. I keep saying awesome.
Fucking awesome.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of Hard West 2, which I'm not sure if there's a release date for it yet, but definitely keep an eye out for that. Give that one 5 demonic cowboy loogies out of 5.
I think I might have got the first one on Switch, Hard West.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like I played a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's good, but the second one is so much better.
Yeah.
I played Resident Evil 3, the remake.
Yeah, I had played a little bit of that before. I still haven't finished it.
It's good, and I love the second one. I loved Village, as I've mentioned. So I was like, I got to play 3. And it's really good, except the fucking Tyrant is annoying as hell.
Really annoying.
It's really annoying. It's not scary. It's fucking annoying.
It just makes me feel like I have to rush through everything.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, don't. I mean, but don't make it like rushing me through the process.
Right. And like also a lot of times I found myself just doing laps.
Yeah.
You know, and then just like waiting until there was an opportunity to like get past him.
Yeah.
Cause like you have to get past him somehow. And then like, if he corners you, there's nothing you can do. Cause then he'll knock you down and then he attacks again before you can get back up. Cause the animation's really long.
Yeah.
It's obnoxious, but other than that, it's good. It's got good graphics, it's got good shooting and hooting and hollering. I like the atmosphere of it. It's a good one.
So. And they announced that RE4 remake, which is going to be really
good. Oh, yeah, that's going to be the one. That's going to be the bee's knees.
And that's
the bee's knees.
March, I think. It seems like that's really their month for Resident Evil. I feel like they always come out in around March.
I think you're right. I'll give Resident Evil 3 41 Jill Valentine nude mods out of 69.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Speaking of remasters, this of course isn't anywhere near same level of remaster, but I tried Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Oh yeah.
And I loved the original, even though it was so hard. And I don't know if it's just that I'd forgotten, because I remember it feeling pretty fluid, like the combat. And this shit is so hard to control.
Yeah. No, it was always hard to control. Yeah.
I remembered it being like much easier, but I'm like fucking terrible at it now.
Yeah, it's hard.
You can't lock on.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
And I just, as a peace of mind, I was searching it. I was just like, can you lock on in this game? And all I found were like message board things. And all I saw were people who were like, this game doesn't need lock on. It's like the perfect execution of a hack and slash. And then I finally understood how like the people trying to like look stuff up in Souls-like games would feel, because all the answers they were getting were like, fucking pussy, you don't even lock onto this game, you piece of shit.
Get good.
Yeah. It's like, to me, not having lock on is more egregious than not having pause.
Yeah. Well, depending on what it is. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of game it is.
But people are like, that's what makes it hard. And it's like, no, that makes it, I mean, that means it's not as good. It should be hard based on other merits than I can't see my fucking enemy.
Right. Yeah, because the camera is definitely really bad in that game.
I found that when you rotate the camera, it's faster than your character movement. So I'm constantly over adjusting.
Can you change the sensitivity?
I bet you can. I haven't. I just tried it for like an hour.
Oh.
And I also forgot that when you die, it takes you all the way back to the start of the chapter if you didn't save or beat the chapter.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, minor things. I used to fucking love that. That game is the reason
I like that one a lot too. Yeah. Back in the day, but I don't think I'd like it now.
Yeah.
Respect my time. I'm an adult.
Not a whole lot to say about it other than that it's not as good as I remembered, personally.
I got BeamNG.drive.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, excuse me, but...
It's more of a simulator with mod support for soft body car physics.
I got to check that out.
And it's hyper-realistic car physics. It's, like, uncanny.
And you can just, like, make them fly off cliffs and do jumps and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just crash into shit. But,
and
like,
do they drive themselves? So it's like you set it up and
I
watch
think there's
it?
A way to do that, and I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, so you've
I've
been
only
controlling
just
them?
Driving it, yeah. Because I downloaded a mod that makes it similar to... Like the burnout crash modes,
yeah,
but realistic. So you have to like cause as much damage as possible.
I love that.
But with the realistic physics.
What did they call that mode in burnout?
Crash.
Was it just crash mode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The physics are so realistic too that like your car will like bottom out where it normally would.
Not many games ever do that.
No. So like I get stuck a lot. Like I get stuck on hills and stuff because it's so realistic. But those parameters can be all be adjusted with mods and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So it's really granular. So there's a lot of shit you can do with it. And it's not for the faint of heart when it comes to setup and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really fucking cool.
And it's not super new, is it? Like it's been out around for
a while. No, it's like 5 years old or 6 years old.
I've never heard anything about it until recently.
But the graphics are wicked good because it holds up. Like and, you know, it's very scalable.
Can you do loops?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people do, like, there's huge modding community. It's part of the game. Like, it has a repository built into it.
Uh-huh.
That's how it
sort
works.
Of Trackmania-esque.
Yeah, yeah, just like that, basically.
But more realistic.
I got Batmobiles running wild in there. I got an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. So I give that 5 crumpled up Cybertrucks out of 5.
But those are supposed to be invincible. Elon said.
Well, he hasn't proven it. Need to see it. Does anybody actually have those yet?
Oh, I have no idea. Speaking of, though, you mentioned mods that made that burnout style mode
mm-hmm.
possible. Oh, I really wish, and maybe it's just more difficult with a game like this because Activision has a more locked down kind of coding, but I wish someone would mod in a mode similar to the skate.
Yeah,
Call of Meat into the Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remaster.
Yeah, but they don't have Ragdoll physics.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. But people are doing a lot of that in either Skater XL or Session or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the other one is.
I never tried those.
I tried one of them. And
is it just like a rougher skate, basically?
Yeah.
That's what I kind of assumed.
Yeah. But that was early, so I don't know if it... I'm sure there's more to it now.
Hall of Meat is still one of the best pass-the-controller-around party games there is.
Oh, yeah.
Or like party modes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good shit. Gotta bust that one out.
Oh, yeah. Could hook that up to the projector in the backyard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Fucking projector in the backyard, though?
Projector? You shitting me? You got a PA? My Time at Sandrock.
That's the sequel to My Time
at Porsche. Early Access just started. It's more of the same, but in a good way. It's kind of like Animal Crossing, but
bigger,
more fun.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. And
there's
combat.
More, I was going to say there's more like an adventure element to
it.
Yeah,
there's combat and there's mining and building and crafting and
like
and there's also like relationship stuff going on that you can do, like you can marry people and
it's like Rune Factory kind of.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that. That's kind of the closest comparison and it's awesome so far and that's early access.
And you said the graphics are way better too, right?
Graphics are way better, yeah.
Still stylized but like
yeah,
very crisp.
And a pretty in-depth character creator, too, surprisingly.
Huh.
They got Rocket Roosters in there.
Well, that's all you need.
They got a Cock-a-Doodle-Doom.
That's awesome.
Which I like. Yak-moles, which are yak, you know, yak camels. So I give that one 6 rip-shit Rocket Roosters out of 1.
Oh, they're pissed off.
Gunlocked is another one I got, which is a Vampire Survivors clone in space and a good one. It's only $3. I've talked about Vampire Survivors a bunch. It's the same idea, but in space.
Just in space.
And it scrolls too, like on its own, like a space shooter would.
That actually sounds a little better. Just because.
I wouldn't say it's better, but.
Oh, because power ups get lost behind, right?
Yeah.
Left behind, rather.
It's just, it's different enough, but It's another $3 game, and it's like everybody should have this. It's really good. It's fun.
Vampire Survivors fucking rules.
So I give Gunlocks 10 passive no-scope cosmic cum shots out of 5. Okay?
Brought to you by Peter North.
Yeah.
And there's another vampire game out there floating around.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay. Okay.
10 Minutes Till Dawn. I played that one. That's a free one. That one's free.
What that is?
Another Vampire Survivors clone.
Oh.
but this one.
That's like the new thing for indies to just get out the door.
Yeah, yeah. and it's fine if they're good.
If they're good, yeah. If they're doing something.
And so far, these three are very good. This is like Vampire Survivors, but with a reload button.
Oh.
And a really fucking cool art style and sweet music. It's all like Eldritch Lovecraftian stuff.
That sounds sweet.
And pixely. But like not in the same way. It's hard to describe, but it looks really cool. And it's a free version of a paid game called 20 Minutes Till Dawn that's coming out soon.
Clever.
And it's really apparently 10 Minutes Till Dawn is just like a light version of that game.
Huh.
So it just doesn't have as many power-ups and shit in it, but it's totally free.
That's kind of a smart way to go about it, though, if you're going to have a paid version.
Like, yeah. Because then if
get them all hooked on the free.
Yeah, like a big demo.
Yeah.
But then when it's a game like this that you just keep playing.
And I'm betting the paid version's only going to be a few dollars.
It'll probably be cheap, yeah. So I give that one whole Shoggoth cock out of 0.
Which, oh wow.
Yeah.
It burst into existence from nowhere.
From nowhere. That's right. Now back onto the survival thing. I played a bit of Planet Crafter.
I don't even think about that one.
I played a good amount of all these games, by the way, because I was at home the whole time.
Yeah.
So I've got a pretty good idea on how many Shoggoth cocks they deserve. but Planet Crafter is Subnautica on a Mars-like planet, basically.
Like that.
But there's no enemies.
Oh,
so it's like a Zen mode.
I kind of like that, too.
It's just like, it's fun. Like, you die if you run out of oxygen, but that's it. So like
No Man's Sky in a way, but
kind of, but
more focused.
No creatures. Yeah. It's just like, it's all about surviving and building.
No ship.
No, you know, just building shit. You can build like multi-story like
That's
buildings
cool.
and stuff. It's sweet.
It'd also be awesome if there's a twist and you get like a certain way into it and then you discover life on Mars and shit.
Yeah.
Shit gets wild.
Yeah. I don't think it's actually Mars.
Oh, it's
but
just
it
like
looks
a,
like Mars.
Mars alike. I see.
Yeah.
It's Arrakis.
I give that one Gary Sinise out of Don Cheadle.
He's popping out of him?
Yeah.
Alien style?
Yeah. No, Mission to Mars.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I Gary was just Sinise, picturing you got Sinise Don bursting Cheadle, out of his chest.
And you got what's his nuts there.
Which one was Ice Cube in? That was Ghosts of Mars.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go inside that big face. Or was that Mission to Mars? Which one?
Mission to Mars was the big face on.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
And there's like another dimension and shit. I saw
it
in the theater.
Blew my mind because I'd never heard about the face on Mars, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
I was very upset by that movie because it's rated PG.
It's a little frightening.
And there's a motherfucker gets torn apart by gravitational like he gets full on eviscerated.
But it's science,
and it's rated PG, and it destroyed my brain. I was more afraid of gore than anything when I was a kid for some reason. Like
well,
just,
there's some understanding.
Well, somewhat, yeah. But like, I don't know. There's something about it. Like
if there was a monster in it, you weren't afraid that was going to come get you. But it was more just the sight of what it did.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even know what the movie was. I was at a neighborhood friend's house, and there was like some cheesy B movie horror movie on TV, like in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and it involved like a demon or something like that, and it showed this murdered woman. And like her whole, basically the whole front of her neck was just gone. Like it looked like somebody took like a comedic, like chomp out of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I did not watch stuff with gore. So
yeah,
it freaked me out so bad. I couldn't sleep that
night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is the gore effects were fucking terrible because it was so low budget. It just looked like somebody put Jell-O on her neck.
Yeah.
Or something. I was scared by stuff that didn't make sense to be scared of. Ernest Scared Stupid was one of the scariest movies I'd ever seen.
That scared me too. Yeah, that was really scary.
There's something really terrifying about it.
But that one, for some reason, I still watched.
Yeah, no, I never finished it.
That's what happened. I'd watch the beginning of it a lot, but then I wouldn't finish. Anyway, yeah, Gary Sinise. I played the DLC, the free DLC for Far Cry 6 that was a crossover with Stranger Things.
Oh, I forgot that was happening.
It was weird that that happened, but it was fucking cool.
Are you shooting Demogorgons and shit?
Yeah, no, you get chased by a Demogorgon.
Oh, okay. But are you in Russia?
You start off in a Russian base.
Yeah.
And then...
that makes sense.
You end up going through the doorway or whatever into the Upside Down. So the whole mission from there is in the Upside Down. And there are all kinds of people that are, like, fucked up.
Huh.
Like, zombie kind of coming after you. And, like, zombie gators and shit. The Mind Flayer is, like, up in the sky the whole time. And it's, like,
oh, lightning. I see. So you're in the Upside Down version of the map from the regular game.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I like that.
Just That's a section of it.
Smart way for them to do it on a low budget. Keep it free, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Because all they had to do was change, like, some filters.
Yeah, and then they put, like, a bunch of vines on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. And the part that's in Russia or whatever is a lot of it's, like, stealthy. Like, you have to... You're sneaking around and using a silencer and stuff.
Riddick vibes, kind of.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But, like...
Although there's less focus on guns than that.
I never took that approach in the main game.
No.
But, yeah.
Far Cry is about blowing shit up.
Yeah.
Usually.
I snipe first.
Yeah.
From a distance. But, like, if I'm going into a building, I'm just shooting everything. So, yeah, I give that 7 Vecna vaginas out of a Kate Bush. And I also played...
that hill.
My mound. I've been playing the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Because
I finally got into that.
It's good.
It is good. I like it. It's fun. I like the fighting system. I think now that I get it more, it makes more sense. Like, I don't really love the classic turn-based style.
This is a good,
but it's a good medium. Balance. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you have to do the spells and freeze time and shit to win ever.
Yes.
So they make it like so that it's integral to the fight, but
you can still feel you like you're also, taking more of an active role.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is. And that I think they nailed. And are they still doing part two?
I guess, but who knows when.
Yeah.
I mean, 16 is coming out first. That's next year, next summer.
Yeah.
Which I know you said you weren't super jazzed on the whole setting of the medieval or like high fantasy kind of stuff.
Yeah, just it doesn't pull me in as much.
I'm excited.
Like that wouldn't ruin it for me, but like it's just that's a Final Fantasy that I've seen before.
I guess just never looking so glorious.
Yeah, right.
And they might do some interesting stuff. I mean, that was only the first trailer. So there could be more to.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
But that part in the trailer where they were rapid fire, like naming all the classic summons and showing them real quick, and it was like Shiva, Ifrit, Muhammad.
Yeah, the music.
I was just like, oh fuck, oh fuck.
The music was great, especially. So yeah, it's good. I recommend it. I give it 200 Tifa thick thighs and arms mods out of one Aerith step back silly boy costume mod.
Wait, I don't even know what that means.
They're real. I don't know either. But
I got obsessed with darts, playing darts in the bar.
Darts is fun.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is good. It's good. Very similar to the Watch Dogs Legion darts.
I don't think I played darts in that game.
Yeah, it's got darts. They got darts.
I played very little of that. I should play more of it. Watch Dogs Legion.
We already talked about Diablo Immortal, which I didn't give a score on, but I give it 666 bright red head bones.
It's better than I thought it'd be. It's good.
Out of loot crate.
One other thing about that, though, I don't know if you installed all the extra content, like all the map packs and stuff.
That's a lot.
It's 12 gigabytes on a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool how they do that, though, because you can
uninstall.
Yeah. So you can download it and play it in pieces. You don't have to have the whole.
Everything. I just let it download everything because I didn't think it was going to be that big. And then I looked at my storage and I was like, well, I have none left.
Yeah.
I had to like delete like music that I had stored to make extra room.
Yeah, I think you can just kind of play through it and then it asks you or tells you to download when you need it.
Yeah, which I did not realize, but there were some things in there, and I guess those are optional too, I didn't look at the queue. I was just like, download, and it just went.
Yeah.
Some was like higher resolution textures, which probably on a phone doesn't even make much of a difference because my screen isn't like a like OLED
six,
screen.
6 inches or something, too.
It's a 7-inch. It's 7-inch. Don't.
7-incher.
But it's also only 1080p. So, like, I'm sure the regular textures are fine. And then there's, I think some of the packs were like different items and things that are optional, but gives you more options, of course, to find or buy shit.
What else? Oh, Weird West. I mentioned earlier when we were talking about Hard West.
Yeah.
Different game. This is from, we've talked about it before.
Influx of West games right now.
Yeah. And this is also a Supernatural West game, which is weird. We talked about this one.
This one's Devolver, I think, publishing, right? I'm not sure.
But it's has members of like the Thief developers.
Oh, the original Thief Raven?
I think so, yeah.
Was it Ravensoft that made those or whatever? Raven?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Because I know there was a Thief game after the fact that nobody liked.
With the three in it, yeah.
Three.
Yeah. And then there's, I think, maybe Bioshock developer.
That sounds right.
And
wait, is it
Arcane people?
Maybe. Oh, so like Dishonored and shit.
Dishonored people. There's is it Private some mixture Division? Of those? I think that's it.
Is that?
It's something like that. Maybe I don't know.
I saw a trailer for something else from Private Division that got my interest.
Whatever. Anyway, it's good. It's a steep learning curve on that one too.
And that's kind of a Diablo-esque game, right?
Not really. It's more of a shooter, an immersive sim.
Oh, so almost like so a.
There's a lot of sneaky going on. You
like old style Fallout.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
Or more recent comparison, The Ascent.
Yeah, but Ascent had a lot of action.
Okay.
And this is a lot slower than that.
Disco Elysium. I haven't played that yet, but I really want to.
Maybe, yeah. Actually, that's probably a better. Except instead of point and click, it's direct control. Okay.
But it's spooky Western.
Spooky Western. Yeah, it's really cool aesthetic. The characters are really cool. Cool story. I'm not going to get into it. It's fun. It's on Game Pass. I gave it 6 soft Wests out of a hard West. Into the Pit, another one on Game Pass.
I tried that too, actually, because you told me to, and it was cool shit.
I love that. It's like a Doom, kind of like Doom Eternal.
Like an arena shooter kind of vibe.
Arena shooter kind of FPS thing inside of a heck pit.
And it looks like it's older style visuals.
Right.
But
it's like pixelated, but it's fully 3D.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And it's super smooth.
Yeah. And you're shooting magic out of your hands in these arenas in a pit. And you jump down the pit, and then there's different levels to the pit. And that's where it's like a roguelike. So you go through the 5 levels, I think, of the pit. and then there's an end boss, and you just go through it over and over again. But each level has like 4 or 5, like has
there's four like phases, to
four
it.
Rooms that you go through.
Yeah,
and it's all randomized and stuff. And you can modify the pit before you jump into it, and like put certain runes together to make like more of a certain type of level show up in your pit,
or like buffs.
Yeah, buffs and stuff. And then each level or each room that you or arena that you complete, you get an upgrade for that run, you know?
Yep.
And then you can go back and buy more permanent shit.
And you can upgrade like the village.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Like, you have to go through throughout the pit. You're going to find your the people that live in the village. That's like your home base.
Like the handyman or the shopkeeper.
Yeah. So you free them, and then that's how you get new abilities and shit. And the music's cool, too.
I put at least probably a couple hours into that.
Yeah, I've played a lot more.
It was cool.
I'm a big fan. I highly recommend it.
It immediately gets that Mouse Rat song from Parks and Rec in my head.
Oh, the
pit. I fell in the pit.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Mouse Rat.
Mouse Rat. Into the Pit, I give 420 pixelated retro Doom Guy nipples out of 500.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of nipples.
No.
Oh, you're just duplicate. I see.
It's the value of 500.
Wow.
So, Chorvs.
Chorvs.
Also on Game Pass, Chorvs.
I played this as well.
It's stylized as Chorvs, but it's meant to be Chorus.
Yeah, it's got that trend of changing the U to a V.
Yeah, which is weird because that's not how they do it in the game when they talk about it, even the subtitles.
No, it's got to be the marketing team that chose to do that.
Yeah.
But it's permanently Chorvs to me now.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a space flight game that doesn't try to be too realistic. And that's what I've been looking for in a game like that.
Yeah.
Like the...
As if there is a realistic, like, space.
Well, but it, yeah. It tries to be. Like
it's not a simulation, like,
representation.
Style.
Yeah, yeah, like, where it's over complex. This
yeah.
is
It arcade. Controls like a first-person shooter, basically.
Pretty much. You have the right stick, you push forward to go forward, and then left and right to barrel roll. And I don't think you have to hold. Do you have to hold forward? You might.
No, you move slowly if you don't.
Right.
Because you have to hold backwards.
But you can also stop completely in place, yeah. Which is awesome because yeah. You can like look around because it's kind of open world in a way. And so you have objective points, which is unusual for those kind of games. Usually it's like collect resources from these asteroids and then oop, there's a dogfight. And then that's the end of that chapter.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed with it in that regard so far. I don't know if you've played more of it. I played like 3 hours of it last night.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in that ballpark, and
it's cool.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty deep storyline to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters.
Yeah,
and
voice acting, all that.
The general gist, I guess, that I picked up is that your former like ruler, leader, general, I don't know, kind of lost his mind.
Yeah,
or maybe you found out that he was corrupt the whole time.
Yeah, whatever the case,
they're
may
trying
be.
To assimilate planets and cultures into what they call the circle.
Yeah.
And there are people that have these like magic powers. So it's you were like one of his high ranking executioner pilots.
Right. Yeah. I think she called herself a pilot assassin or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It was either assassin or executioner or both.
Yeah. Whatever. Same thing. Yeah. And then she had to pull an Alderaan kind of situation.
Yeah.
And destroy an entire planet and then live with that.
So yeah, you're playing as somebody that murdered billions.
Yeah. But.
But Phil said sorry.
Well, you were told to. What are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do?
Sorry. No lock on again.
Well, not yet. But
I'm
pretty sure there's other weapons. And
I've got two weapons. Neither can lock on.
Are they both machine guns, though?
One's like a laser pulse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I think that I just remember seeing like homing rockets, and I think that that's what would lock on. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I still give it 8 Slippy the Toads out of do a barrel roll.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'm going to keep playing it.
Yeah.
And that was another thing where I was looking to see if there was lock on, and I was just like missing the button.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many comments on message boards or articles about the game and stuff where other people were asking it.
Did you use a flight stick?
Well, no, it was more like, that's one way to ruin a good flight game real quick is to water it down with lock on, you baby, like that kind of stuff.
Really?
Like, I can't track where they're going.
Yeah.
Like, I lose them so fast, and it's you die quick in that game.
Yeah, I wouldn't really be able to, I don't think, play it on like a TV from a distance. Like, I was playing with a monitor like 6 inches from my face.
Yeah.
It's also one of the few games that I've played, maybe the only game I've played that uses the deep learning anti-aliasing from NVIDIA. Not super sampling, but anti-aliasing, which works incredibly well.
Yeah, the console, of course, doesn't have that.
Yeah, it's because that has a bunch of different ray tracing effects and stuff, too.
I'll have to try quality mode on that, too.
It looks really nice.
See if it makes a big difference. Because I was getting like solid 60 frames. You get moving in that game, too.
Yeah, you go quick. It has like 3 different speed levels.
That's another thing I like is that, yeah, you have regular forward motion, then you have your standard thruster, and then you have like, not light speed, but some type of hyperdrive or something.
Yeah, right. So,
Chorvs.
Chorvs, yeah. Then we've got V Rising.
Which, yeah.
Which just makes me, it's a stupid name for the game. I just think of
Verizon.
Verizon, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Vagina Rising.
Yeah, anything with a V, really.
But it's basically Valheim plus Diablo by way of Dracula's.
Yes.
With Dracula. So you play as a Dracula. It's a top-down combat system like a Diablo with a survival and base building of something like Valheim.
It looks cool.
It's very goth. And you can also suck blood from certain special creatures and turn into those creatures and stuff. All kinds of really cool little elements like that.
A bat?
Not a bat yet, but I can turn into a bear or a wolf.
That's cool.
You can turn into a little old lady.
And that, I guess, is so you can interact with, like, shopkeeps and shit?
Right. Yeah, because you can't go out during the day as a vampire.
Right.
So you can do that during the day to go buy shit.
That reminds me a little bit. Because
you can't carry silver either as a vampire.
So they stick to the true.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of Moonlighter?
Moonlighter.
The game where you were a shopkeep. And you you'd go out to do one thing during the day and then run the shop during the day and at night
you go and do the dungeons.
Questing and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I played it for a while.
V Rising is like the one, that's what I've been playing the most. And the building, you build your own castle.
I heard it's good, like the building.
It's awesome. And like you build different types of flooring and stuff for different. They give different boosts to certain machines that you use to craft things, and
that's cool.
Yeah, it's very in depth, but
it has more purpose.
Yeah, yeah, it has co-op too, but I've only played it by myself. But I love it. I highly recommend it. It's totally worth it. That's also in early access.
I was gonna say I don't think that's on console yet.
No, I don't think so, but I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
I give that one 10 Cirque du Freaks out of 1 Blade Trinity.
Trinity the bad one?
Yeah, that was one with Ryan Reynolds.
I never saw that.
Jess Alba? Oh, yeah. Okay, two more. Hard Space Shipbreaker.
Oh, I remember seeing something about that when it was announced.
It's cool. It's very novel. It's a puzzle game. And a simulator, like a work site simulator, but you're
like a salvage man,
a salvager in orbit, I think, around the Earth. It's like sort of pseudo post-apocalyptic.
So you're
like,
cleaning up all our space trash.
You're cleaning up all the,
cleaning up Elon's shit.
Basically, like pieces of shit that you need to burn up. So like you have a time limit and you have to go out there and you're in a jetpack. So you're just scooting around. And there's like inertia and stuff, all that. And then you use a gun that it's like a gravity gun that allows you to pull pieces of things, but you have to cut it up into smaller pieces so that you can handle it first.
Sounds satisfying.
And yeah, and then you bring it over to like an incinerator and you throw it in. So you can kind of do the whole shopping cart at the grocery store thing where you like launch it from across and try to get it into the cart corral.
Yeah.
You can do that kind of shit, but with space trash. And then you have like a room and you get emails with different objectives and shit. I don't know. It's interesting. It's pretty fun. I don't know if I'd like buy it, but it's on Game Pass. So it's worth a try. I think that's been in early access and just came out and is now 1.0. So I give that one 4 whole pieces of space shit out of 7. And then the final game I'm going to, there's a reason I saved this one for last, is 2 Point Hospital.
Oh.
Which I played a good amount of. And that's a hospital building and operating simulator.
But it's kind of like slapsticky?
It's kind of slapsticky, but it mostly feels like a sim game, like The Sims kind of thing.
Toot-toot.
Yeah, that sort of level of silliness. But yeah, you build it and you'd have to make money and there's different epidemics and shit that roll through town. It's fun.
Don't they have a 2 Point series? Like those different things.
Well, there's a second one, 2 Point Campus coming.
That's what it was.
That's coming out like next month or something. And that I'm sure will be cool. That's coming right to Game Pass too.
Nice.
But the names of the fucking illnesses in this game are just unbelievable. And I've got the list here.
So is it just like made up shit?
Yeah, yeah, it's all made up shit. It's mostly puns and stuff, but like the first one that made me laugh a lot was Bogwarts, Bedface. Then there's 8-Bitten, where they come in and they are 8-bit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Clamp.
Just caught the clamp.
Yeah, there's one called Clamp. Crossbones. Emperor Complex, which is no clothes.
Oh.
Floppy disks. The flumps. This one might be my favorite. Freudian lips. gray anatomy. They turn all gray. The grout. Oh, people could get head crabs from Half-Life.
Oh, so it's like they licensed it?
Yeah. lightheadedness where they come in, their head is a light bulb. Lazy bones. Misery guts.
I got that daily.
Mood poisoning is a really good one. Mucky feet. Pipe
organs. Got mucky feet too.
Pipe organs. Portis head. Pudding blood.
Ew. Ew. Oh,
no, this is my favorite one. Premature mummification. Verbal diarrhea. And turtle head. That's a good one. And that's just from the base game. There's also a Bigfoot DLC. There's several several DLCs, but the
Bigfoot in the hospital?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't really know why, but that introduced some more sicknesses like boneless thighs.
How do you fix that?
Curdled blood.
Ew.
Ew.
Ugh.
Goobris. Tongue splinters.
Ugh.
Wow, there's so fucking many of them.
That just, that would be the worst sensation, I feel. Like if you just took your tongue and licked like a rough piece of wood.
Oh!
Just like.
Oh, I hate that. No! No, 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 no. Loose jowls.
Oh.
Limpets. Limb empathy. Tooth mutiny. Extraterrestrial.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I thought we made that up.
Yeah. HG swells. And there's an off the grid DLC. Avocado hands. Root snoot. Roadstool. Bloat of arms. Reptile dysfunction, of course.
Of course.
Time warts. Slack bladder.
I wonder how the school one's going to play. Like, do you think you have to teach like different classes? Different or like
different majors and shit.
Yeah.
Different programs. Yeah. Mean feet, scrambled legs. That's all. But yeah, it's a good game on top of that. And I give it 6 joggers ripple epidemics out of 8. So we got a little bit of time here. If you want to, do you want to take a look at the,
I think it's, I mean, it's been a while since we visited the swamps.
So yeah.
It might be pretty backed up.
Steaming pile of of dog shit that is the Steam new release section.
There's probably some thick muck in there.
I went through and I gathered some of my favorites.
Great.
So we don't have to look around. We can just bust through them.
I like how, I don't know if that was always there and I just missed it before, but there's like that disclaimer that says, this game is marked as adult only. You are seeing this game because you agreed to continue. It's your fault.
normally I do it in the Steam app. I'm doing it in the browser this time just so that I could have it on multi-window mode here. So
yeah.
So anyway, you want to start?
Yeah. We got, this looks interesting. Honey select to libido, all one word, number 2. No spaces. DX.
Right.
Which deluxe. To me, deluxe.
I think that's usually what that means.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I was thinking, like, lots of games on the DS used to have DX at the end.
Right, right.
And is it like a casino game? Oh, no, it's not.
No. It's a sex simulator. There they go.
They're doing it.
The trailer's up. So what is it?
The ultimate sex simulator is here. Honey Select 2 Libido Deluxe is a love letter to making love.
Oh.
Engage with oh no. Engage with high quality, full customizable characters in every imaginable situation, from romantic candlelight sex to the most specific kinks. Honey Select, sure to satisfy you.
And it's graphic.
It's very graphic, too much.
Oh, double penetration. Wow.
Oh,
these are things it's basically just to set up as a, like, to make hentai, right?
That's basically
what it is.
That character creator is way more like real than I thought it would look.
Yeah, it looks in depth.
Yeah, because they still look like anime characters, but that looks like it could also be a living person.
Right.
It's freakish.
It's a weird, like, Uncanny Valley thing.
It's like in Alita Battle, whatever.
Yeah,
Madeline. Like that kind of look where the eyes are too big, but otherwise she looks like a real person.
Yeah. Yep.
Just that statement is an interesting one. Sex, it's a many-faceted beast.
Mm, yes, it is.
One that takes great determination and a craftsman's touch to be truly satisfying. We get it. We do. That was written by somebody that was always called a virgin.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Wow, they're like
there's a taking lot.
This shit seriously. There's like an essay.
It has very good reviews.
Orc massage.
Orc massage. That's actually, I think, on this list.
Is it? Oh, no. It's recommended. More like this.
Yeah. Yeah, more orc massage, please. Okay.
Oh, man.
Now, this one is a little weirder, I think. Harder to put my finger on. Innocence or Money, version 0.0.3. It's a mix of a visual novel slash sandbox game where you're able to choose where to go and take decisions for the female MC Jennifer.
MC, like she spit bars?
No, she's a motorcycle club.
Oh.
Yeah. Will you corrupt her and everything that surrounds her? Her destiny will be in your hands. I don't want it.
I don't like the way that sounds.
I don't want it. Yeah, this one's weird. This is creepy.
And that's another one where they look like oddly real from certain angles.
Innocence or Money. Is that in game?
I believe so. That's why it's better than I thought it would be.
Wow, these motherfuckers look real. What the hell?
Oh, there's an old man. This he looks guy? Like Mr. Clean.
You can fuck that guy?
I guess so.
All right.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The features.
One of the bullet points. Female protagonist.
Oh, good. Full HD 1080p images.
Full HD. Uncensored hot scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Smooth animations.
You need a Core 2 Duo to run this thing. OpenGL 2.0. Oh, wow. Here's
the next one.
We hit the panty load, literally.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Panty Load.
Oh, Panty Load.
Panty Load. Casual arcade gameplay with a twist. You want no need to get off. You can avoid life's obstacles for the ultimate reward. Get your load into your panty by any means necessary. Get your load into your panty.
I must get my load into my panty.
Humorous in-game achievements, multiple visual endings, not for the faint of heart. Don't take life so serious.
Don't get offended, libs.
Don't take my panty games away, all right? Panty, all right?
Panty menu, panty achievements.
Developed by Worrisome Software. At least they know.
Yeah, they got that part right.
Oh, that image just showed somebody crying and peeing. Oh, no, it's somebody cummed in her panties.
Oh, and then...
Loads caught, 3. No.
She's catching loads? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you're shooting loads into panties.
Oh, I see. There's a man at the top, and that's where the loads... Where's the load come from?
I guess that little man walking on the beach...
He's dropping loads and all these people on the beach.
And he's just doing it effortlessly, you know?
Yeah.
He's just walking along.
He's limp.
Yeah,
he's soft.
Can't help it, actually.
That's worrisome.
Arcade-inspired casual game reminiscent of early 80s style gameplay, which is a nice way of saying, this plays like shit.
Yeah. This was a tutorial course.
Collect points based on the number of loads you catch. Drop down your load, controlling when... Oh, you shoot the load. Those other things are automated.
You're trying to get it into the panties, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were trying to catch it.
No. Let's see. This next one here is... I think you're really going to love this.
Skeletons versus Nadia.
Yeah, Skeletons vs. Nadia is an incredibly cool third-person game with beautiful graphics. In this game, you have to play as a naked girl, Nadia.
You have to. You can't put clothes on.
No. She needs to get out of the cursed forest. There are a lot of lustful skeletons in the forest who want to kill you. They don't want to fuck you?
I guess they're lustful. But they want to kill you.
So we're seeing Nadia here. It's a third-person action game, it looks like. Nadia's got a Louisville slugger. She's buck-naked and all kinds of skeletons.
Yeah, and she's collecting big red dildos.
But yeah, big red dildos.
They got nubs.
Yeah.
That's even bigger. Oh, no.
Huge dildos.
Warning. This game is for adults only, and it includes explicit sexual content. Some viewers may find offensive. The characters shown in the game are all over 18 years old.
Okay. Even the skeletons?
I guess. They all died right at 18.
And I did manage to find a couple non-sexual gems.
That's rare on Steam nowadays, but... Oh, no.
Tell me about this one.
Plunger Boys.
Plunger Boys with a
Plunger
Z.
Boys.
Plunger Boys.
This looks sweet.
With a Z.
Plunger Boys is an entertaining platform in which you have to reach the end of chaos and reclaim your crown using the plunger to pull in and out of objects, as well as going through some challenges and solving puzzles.
From Jolly Ape.
Straight to the point.
Yeah.
But it looks fun.
Reach the end of chaos.
I must see what is at the end of chaos.
I'd play Plunger Boys.
Absolutely. I'd give it a shot. I don't know.
Try to reach the end of the mess to become the king.
It has a similar kind of energy to like getting over it or get over it, where it's just like awkward to control and you just have to try and do.
Just simply do. Yeah. Next up, we've got, what if your girl was a frog? There was a frog. She was cheerfully croaking on her lake. She was not a simple frog, but magic.
Of course.
And so she got a lonely boy. She used her magic and started her adventures. That doesn't tell me much.
No.
So this is a trailer.
And she's licking a butterfly?
She's licking a window with the butterfly on it. The other side. She's in a frog outfit and wringing it out because it's so wet. Probably piss.
So this frog, she was a frog. At one point. And she became womaned?
What if your girl was a frog? Yeah, I guess so.
Like, she's mentally a frog?
She's a
human form, but the brain of a frog.
Yeah, it's like the inverted prince
base instinct
thing. Yeah. And it's a puzzle. It's just a matching puzzle game.
Of course, and then you watch her lick windows and do peace signs.
And no nudity.
Well, that's surprising.
Hey, what if your girl was a frog?
Just what if?
Oh, there it is. It's a separate free DLC for the 18-plus adult content.
Oh, no!
There you go.
Yep, now it's just full-on.
She's squirting and she's sucking at the same time. They got anal.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, well, I thought for a second that...
Nope.
Okay. So... Oh, here's another non-sexual one. Now, this one is more about the content than the title.
Yeah, the title just, you wouldn't even necessarily know. It's straight to the point, though. Pick up one.
Pick up one, yeah.
But this is truck game.
Kind of.
It's
a description.
Parkour pickup game.
No, it's and parkour.
My brain adjusted and I read, this is a parkour pickup.
This is an parkour pickup game.
Pace of the game is very tight.
Tight pace, yeah.
Goal of the game is to score as many points as possible. That's never been done in a game before.
Mm-mm.
In any form.
And it looks like it's a very slow pickup truck going
through a
tunnel of ice.
It said it's tight. Didn't say it was fast.
And he's going up and down the walls and shit.
Yeah, it's like a big tube.
It's a big tube. You don't care. And then
made of ice.
Going through some hoops and dodging some obstacles.
But I like the cut of that truck.
And this will cost $20.
That's insane. That looks like a free mobile game.
Yeah, wow. Damn. Okay. So pick up one.
Truck.
This is a weird one. Little Rhapsody of Game.
I don't even know what that means. That's just a little Rhapsody of a game.
Just a little Rhapsody of Game. In a mysterious modern park, together with up to 8 friends and players, incarnate into characters with overhead history. Carry out a hardcore and hot-blooded battle carnival. Defeat opponents through sufficient reaction and technology and become the king of the park.
So is this basically a LARPing game?
I think it is a LARPing game. Little like maybe Rhapsody it just got, of game.
Bad translation and it's supposed to be like... Because why else would it be in a modern park?
Right.
Specifically.
Yeah.
It's like a LARP.
That's totally what it is. You're right. Wow, you solved the mystery.
But Little Rhapsody.
Little Rhapsody
That's
of Game.
That's my rapper name now. Little Rhapsody.
Little Rhapsody. Pivy Pippi. No one helped me to test, so I demonstrated it and played with AI. I know what bugs there are when it's online. This is a good summary of the game. At least it's free.
Oh,
$20 okay. Like that last piece of shit. Here,
survive 10 minutes, please.
Survive 10 minutes, please.
They're being nice about it.
Yeah, please survive.
Action roguelike 2D zombie game, as of course. Is that it? Like, you just have to beat the 10-minute timer and that's the end of the game, I bet?
Yeah, but you gotta not get killed.
Please.
Look at him.
Survive 10 minutes, please, is an action roguelike 2D zombie game where you have to survive a zombie horde by any means. Kill them, upgrade yourself. Choose your abilities and try your best to survive in a challenging game.
And it looks...
very unchallenging.
It looks very stupid.
It looks like he's poking him in the eye.
Yeah, there's eye poking or something, and then there's...
Survive 10 minutes, please.
Other weapons. It's a side-scroller, but it's just like a bunch of zombies coming from left and right.
Move slower than even slow zombies normally move.
Yeah, but please survive 10
minutes.
Just
please do.
Please. All right, this one's a instant winner. I'm just going to give you a minute to see this trailer.
Oh,
here.
No. Oh, no.
We'll describe in a second. Let's just watch.
You shooting paintballs? Or bouncy balls?
Unclear.
Bouncing everywhere, whatever they are.
Oh, they're dildos.
Are they butt plugs?
They're dildos.
Oh, okay.
They're rubber dongs. And it appears to shrink these. Okay, anyway, let me just get y'all up to speed here. Lustful Pussies is the game we're talking about. In Lustful Pussies, you play in third person as John, who has fallen asleep and is dreaming. In this dream, he is the hero of a real action movie.
Wow.
He has to take the dildo gun and shoot back from the crowds of excited women who want to beat and fuck William.
Who's William?
Doesn't matter.
He's John.
He's John William. That's his name, John William. Okay. Well, his last name's William.
A raging hard-on that won't quit.
Yeah, so he's fully nude in this third-person shooter, and his dick is as big as his forearm,
and it's so
straight.
It's so rigid that it
so
doesn't
straight.
It doesn't move at all.
There it is. Look at it. Yeah, it doesn't bounce, right? It's just like it's straight out.
Oh, no, his arm is more bent than...
What the fuck is going on in this picture? Wow, what a... This
wasted.
This is a work of art, this picture here.
Yeah, it's some Salvador Dali shit.
Yeah, I'm going to save that for later. There it is. Full res. Was there more in that? Let's see. These women, they want to beat and fuck William. Lustful Pussies is a third-person shooter where you have to shoot at horny women with a real dildo gun.
It's real.
It's real.
You can buy them.
Uh-huh. Be especially vigilant. William has only one life. Fuck horny girls with dildos that your dildo gun fires. Get unreal pleasure from the gameplay and eye-pleasing graphics.
Unreal.
Yeah, they needed to get that keyword in there.
I bet that is why they did that.
Yeah, it's like a rope game situation. Different kind of ropes, though.
Catchy, intuitive gameplay. Lots of beautiful naked girls.
Beautiful naked girls. Very beautiful graphic.
Sure.
This one's from Yuintani.
That's the same developer as the Naomi game.
Naomi?
Whatever it was called.
Oh, Nadia.
Nadia,
Skeletons versus Nadia, yeah.
Same developer.
That makes sense. It's that one's the naked woman. This one's the naked man with the big heart on.
They need lustful pussies Nadia.
He's also fully nude. I mean, he's fully nude, obviously, but he's also fully bald.
Yeah, he doesn't have a single hair on his body.
No hair, no mask. You don't care.
Nope.
Lustful pussies. All right, we got two more.
Let's meet Adam, but M-E-A-T.
Yeah.
Let's meet Adam as a Bara. What's a Bara?
I don't know.
BXB visual novel set in a neon nightmare of
BXB
escape.
Must be boy X boy.
Okay.
Like boy on boy.
But what's Bara mean?
Internet slang, genre of homoerotic media, usually manga and often pornographic made by gay men for gay men in Japan.
Okay.
Bara.
A neon nightmare of an escape room turned death game.
What is that?
Muscles, blood, escape, trust, betray, meat.
Meat, all caps. This looks like a more traditional...
That's a real sad fat one. He's crying on the floor.
It looks more like a traditional visual novel.
Like a dating sim.
Let's meet.
Killer Goat Man chases you in this puzzle-based visual novel, says Kotaku.
What? Wow, okay. All right, so it's got some feedback.
That's the only review posted.
That's all you need.
Killer Goat Man. All right. Oh, there's a picture of him down there, the goat. Okay.
Okay, I fuck him.
He's a handsome goat.
He's got a
knife behind his back, though. He's a secret murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Team Smut.
Team Smut put this on that.
Oh, wow, there's like a full story. That's too much to read, but
yeah. There's a whodunit.
5 true endings. Bad, okay, good, perfect, to be continued.
To be continued. This looks like somebody actually wanted to make a game, though, or something.
Yeah, it looks they like put, they put some, cared a little.
Yeah, it's got Adam, it's got Lars Bronson, and it's got the goat.
And then all meat.
Yeah. And finally, we've got simply, holy shit. Click the shit.
No, nope, click to the shit.
Oh, sorry, click to the shit. And collected many points. Mystery J89 is the developer here.
Oh, wow. He made this after school.
In this modern idle game, it's all about clicking that shit over and over and collected points. It is based on bestsellers and game legends such as Cave Crawler or Click to 10.
Oh, so this is a commentary on idle games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shit gameplay.
Satire. Shit gameplay, pixel graphic. Just one. Retro sound, 100 achievements. That one's free. Holy shit, play for free. Just simply click.
I bet it was a disgruntled guy that got fired from a mobile developer because all they wanted was...
I just want a scat game.
Yeah, they kept shooting down his ideas, and all they wanted was for him to work on money grub and idle games.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll show you. I'm going to make my magnum opus.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Here it is. Holy shit.
This is the clicker to end all clickers.
Clicker. That's it.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
What more do you
have? Kibosh on it.
More is there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Got some heat coming.
Heat.
End of the week with the quarry.
That's this week. Yeah, the Friday. Quarry.
Shit looks hot.
We'll be talking about that next time.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that.
That's the only upcoming thing that stands out in my mind.
That and Saints Row.
Oh, yeah. That's what, August?
Yeah. And Sons of the Forest. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, is that a sequel to The Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks incredible. They put out new gameplay from that just recently. Looks insane. But that's not till October. So.
Ah.
Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
What's our Instagram?
It is at Good Graphics Pod.
Yeah. Follow us on there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and do it.
You got any ideas for a new segment?
Simply want to talk shit, too.
Yeah. And you want to send us some trivia? Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll
win.
We'll beat you. So. All right. Well, bye.
See you.